Rabotai, just one clarification of halacha that we discussed. There's a big discussion in the Gemara in Eruvin. If the Goyim coming to make war against Klal Yisrael or against the Jewish neighborhood, so it's Inyan of Dinei Nefashot. So the halacha says, even if it happens on Shabbat, clearly the residents of that neighborhood are able to defend themselves. It's pikuach nefesh. It doesn't even have to be pikuach nefesh, even if it's safek pikuach nefesh. So obviously you can go out, take your ammunition, and defend yourself. Doesn't sound like such a common, modern day question. In the olden days in Europe, you had these pogroms, rioters that would come into the towns on Shabbat, and they came for blood. So you didn't have to just lie dead. You're able to defend yourself. They're coming in to kill you. But the Gemara then says, but if they're just coming for money, they're coming to loot, like it's a common thing that you have today. They're coming into the town, and they're a bunch of thugs, and a bunch of looters and rioters, and they just want to, break windows and take merchandise. So that's mamon. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says, okay, give them the money. That's it. There's no, can't defend yourself for that. There's no inyan of Hilul Shabbat. Hilul Shabbat, well, Shabbat is nidheh mipne pikuach nefesh, but Shabbat is not nidheh mipne mamon. However, if you look at the Rosh brings a very interesting shita of the Or Zaruah. The Or Zaruah comes along and says, yeah, that was in the olden days, but now we have something changed. What changed? He says, listen, when they're coming for Mammon, we have a hazakah that the Gemara says in Eruvin, in Sanhedrin Ayin Bet, that hazakah, en Adam Omed at Atzmo al Mamono, which means when the person that come take his money, he gets defensive and wants to defend him. Just let the guy take his money. That's a human nature. And there's a hazakah that says, guy's going to defend himself. Where do they learn that hazakah from? They learn that hazakah from the story in the Torah of Hababa Mahteret. The law is, if you have a Baal HaBayit living in his house, a Jewish guy, and the robber comes in the middle of the night. So the Torah comes along and says that the Baal HaBayit can kill him. Kill him. How can he kill him? He was coming to steal. He can't kill somebody to steal. So the Gemara says that the Ganab knows that when he's coming in, that this might lead to murder because he knows that the guy, the Baal HaBayit, is going to give his money up for nothing. He's going to defend himself. And if the Baal HaBayit defends himself, what's going to happen? He's going to turn to violence. So basically, that guy that's coming to steal is really coming to kill. So therefore, he's a Rodef. So from there, the Gemara teaches us that, people just don't give their money without putting up a... So every monetary case can turn into a capital case of Dinei Nefashot. So the Or Zaruah says a big chidush, and he says, therefore, since En Adam Omed Al Mamono, we have to be choshesh that when they're going to come for the money, there's going to be Jews over there, they're going to resist, and before you know it, it's going to turn into Pikuach Nefesh, or Safek Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore he says, it can be Duhai Shabbat. Interestingly enough, Maran and Shulchan Aruch, I think it's in Shin Chaptet, in Halakha Vav, he says, quoting exactly the Gemara, if it's Dinei Nefashot, the community can protect themselves. Dinei Mamonot, cannot. And then in Zayin, he says, V'yesh mi she'omer, she'afilu, bizman, azeh, she'bidinei Mamonot, you can defend yourself. Why? She'zeh begeder safek pikuach nefesh. And the Mishnah Brura, he just brings him again Abraham, which we discussed yesterday at length, but nonetheless, the Magen Abraham says that that's only talking about where they're coming after a lot of Jews. But if they're coming after one Jew, he should just give them the money. Okay, well, we explained the hiluk between many and one. What's the practical? I mean, unfortunately, who would have thought that this could be practical in these days? But, today they have rioting and protests, tafshin pet, eshenat protest. So you have over here the year of the protests, and the people come in, and primarily they're coming not to kill, they're coming in for money. But they're coming in, so a guy's a store, Is he be allowed to defend his store or call the police or put out a fire or things like this? According to the Or Zaruah, it would be permissible because especially these people over here, it takes very, very short amount of time that it goes from Dineh Mamonot to Dineh Nefashot. But based on that halakha, technically, hypothetically, hopefully, if a guy needed to protect his assets on Shabbat, whatever that means by protecting them, either, you know, doing a certain Hilul Shabbat when they're right in the neighborhood, so the halakha would say it's permissible based on the Shulchan Aruch's ruling. Even though Maran writes it as a Yesh Mishu Omer, the Kaf HaHaim says that's the Derech HaMaran to say Yesh Mishu Omer, even though he's posekin the halakha and the maaseh.